If your ServiceNow renewal lands in the next 12 months, you are not renewing the contract you signed. In April 2026, ServiceNow retired its 5 license tiers and replaced them with 3 AI-native tiers: Foundation, Advanced, and Prime. Now, Assist is no longer an add-on you can decline. It is built into every tier, priced on consumption, and it is the main reason renewals are coming in 20 to 40% higher. I analyze these agreements for a living. Here are the 5 things that actually move the number. Tip 1. Map the tier change before service. Now maps it for you. Your old SKUs stopped being sold on July 1st, 2026, and they will not come back. Under the new structure, capabilities you owned at Standard or Pro, like change management, problem management, and process mining, now sit in Advanced or higher. ITOM and CSM customers have no foundation option at all. Before you see a quote, build your own mapping. Every module you use today, and the lowest new tier that contains it. If you let the account team do this mapping, they will map you upward. And audit the renewal paperwork itself before signature. Legacy SKUs are often left on renewal orders by default, which quietly reprices capabilities you already replaced. Removing them is the cheapest saving available before you sign. Tip 2. Fix the seat count before you negotiate the rate. In the renewals we benchmark, 12 to 28% of fulfiller seats behave as light or read-only users. Those are full-price licenses doing part-time work. Pull 12 months of usage data, reclassify dormant and occasional users, and take them out of the fulfiller count before pricing starts. This one exercise typically recovers 15 to 25%. And if ServiceNow resists reclassification, ask for a lower-cost business stakeholder tier for the light users instead. The principle is the same. Every seat priced at the level it is actually used. A discount on the wrong quantity is still the wrong deal. Tip 3. Never accept AI as one bundled number. Demand 3 separate lines: the standalone platform tier rate, the AI uplift, and the assist allowance included per seat. Then do the assist math. A small AI action burns 25 assists. A complex agentic action burns 150. A heavy use team depletes its pool roughly 12 times faster than a light one. And the allowances differ by tier. An ITSM fulfiller carries 1,500 assists a year at Foundation, 3,000 at Advanced, and 6,000 at Prime. Know which pool you are actually buying before you compare quotes. If you cannot see the 3 lines, you cannot benchmark any of them. And that is exactly the point of the bundle. Tip 4. Negotiate the overage rate at renewal because you will never get another chance. When your assist pool runs out, top-up packs apply, and if the per-unit rate is not written into your order form, service now sets it when you first cross the line, at their price, at your moment of maximum dependence. Get 3 things in writing: the included assists per license per year, the per-pack overage price, and a consumption cap with a notification obligation before overages accrue. If the account team says the overage rate is standard, ask for it in the order form anyway. Standard terms that cannot be written down are not standard. They are flexible in one direction. Tip 5. Start 180 days out, not at the 90-day quote. Service now opens most renewals with a 5 to 10% uplift. That escalator is a starting position, not a policy. Anchor the conversation with your usage data before they frame it with theirs. Cap the uplift in the contract. Trade multi-year commitment for a price hold. And run a real competitive evaluation, not a paper threat. And remember that ServiceNow's fiscal year ends December 31st. A prepared buyer in the 4th quarter negotiates against a seller with a number to hit. Leverage is built in the 6 months before the quote, never after it. One more thing. At Redress Compliance, we negotiate ServiceNow renewals for large enterprises on a pure contingency basis. Our fee is 25% of what we save you. If we save you nothing, you pay nothing. Risk-free by design. Before you sign, let us look at the deal. Reach out at redresscompliance.com.